man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Morning to you, HawkFanatic.com, brought to you by Patrick Eads and staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson, my mouthpiece, Mike's E-Keys for Cars, Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip, Supples Building and Remodeling, GT Car and his great crew, Supples Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE, the Midtown Family Restaurants, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers 101, South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Also, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Ox Yoke Inn with their great Sunday brunch in the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, and Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
Yes, indeed. A wet morning.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like this all day?
Yeah, it's going to be like this all weekend. I don't know.
Off and on.
Yeah, off and on. We got some severe weather possible today and tomorrow night. So other than that, just showers and thunderstorms. But, yeah, pretty much rain in the forecast, a possibility anyway, basically through the week.
So no softball-sized hail in the forecast?
No, somebody did send me a picture of one, though.
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just north of here. I can't remember whether it was Hiawatha or whatever, but said, I heard you talking about the softball side and sent me his daughter's softball and this hailstone that came down.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Damn impressive. So.
I would not like that crashing down on my car.
No.
My house.
Well, you know, I got the one side of my car, you know, was scratched, and I got it fixed, and you made fun of me getting it fixed.
Yep.
And then somebody scratched the other side.
Oh, there you go.
And I give up. I'm waving the
white flag. I mean, if it's a bad scratch, of course you get it fixed. If it's a superficial, then that's up to you.
This thing is like a white streak.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
On a black car, that's... Could be substantial.
I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? They're going to do it again. You know, I mean, I'll probably take it by bill at Vic's and see if they can
buff it out
or spray it or something. I'm not going to spend money on it. I mean, a lot of money on it. I'll spend, you know, not going to. What did I spend on the last one? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
No idea, because I wasn't part of the transaction.
It was.
Well, it was at least $500, because your deductible.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
So, but I'll take it. I won't do it. You know, other things come up in your life, and then it's like the last thing. I mean, when nothing's going on, I'll fixate on something. That's what, when other crap's going on,
Well, Mr. Hardy, what's going on in your world?
Not as much as his. So.
I'm watching those storms for you, Pat.
Let's just keep talking about your world.
Yeah, just keep watching those storms for you.
I don't need to. You give me updates all the time.
You
text me teasing me, and then you come on here and whine about us teasing you. That's what he does.
Yes, yes.
When I'm not out here, I don't think about it. But I get texts from him all the time teasing me about the weather. Then he comes on here.
I'm giving you weather updates.
But then you come on here and whine and... air your grievances about how we are call you an alarmist.
Welcome to the KCJJ Morning Show.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
We did get weather radio back. They finally got it.
Oh, good.
And you know something? It was crappy for a long time because we got a solid signal now. So they finally changed the antenna after years. Because there is, it's a solid signal in Johnson County now. So,
well, it's good.
Yeah. So we're always weather aware.
It's good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
Very good to
I'll
know.
I'll keep you posted.
Hey, it's raining outside.
I noticed that walking the dog.
Well,
this
I didn't
morning.
Know until I turned on KCJJ and they told me.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to reach that conclusion on my own.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, when you sent that last one teasing me about the weather, what did I say? All we can do is pray and listen to KCJJ for updates. That's what. And you gave me a thumbs up.
There you go.
You can't. That's on my phone.
Yes, I know it's on my
phone. 3 days in a row, you sent me teasing weather, and then I listened to you whining yesterday about me and him being mean to you. I thought that was kind of funny.
What are you gonna do?
Call him out.
That's
what I'm doing. You can hypocrite.
Call me out.
I'm calling you out. You're like Trump. You go on the air and just whine for sympathy.
I'm exactly like him.
Whine for sympathy and say that everyone's against you. Didn't he call us alarmists?
Yes.
Fake news.
You called us weather alarmist. No,
you called me.
Yeah,
we
you accused
him.
Us. Yeah, you accused. I never used the word alarmist.
I might have.
You did.
I just.
Yeah, you called me a weather alarmist.
Well, you do it for. I get why you do it. You want people to listen to your station. That's that's smart. You know, hey, you.
Well,
can't,
I just do it now to you. Just.
But then you come on the air though and say that we're mean to you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'll admit it.
All right.
I'm not like Trump. I'll admit it.
The hypocrisy.
I'm just eating at you.
The dish, you can dish it better than you can take it.
How long have you been on this morning show?
Well, I started doing that stuff.
Well, it's got to be 15 years.
Well, the 2008 is when John and I started doing the Sports Buddies thing, but I didn't do the morning show then. I have no probably at least 10 years.
Yeah, so I mean.
Oh, no, I know.
You're
I know.
Part of this family.
Yeah.
You are part of the morning show. You are the part of the spirit. That is
the heartbeat
of this. Wait,
what's the next? You're going to tell me I have to start working at auctions?
Yes,
that'd be great.
I'm sure it would be.
It will, of course, be an unpaid position.
I'm sure
but
it would be.
Think how much you'd learn.
Yeah. All right, on to the Hawks.
On to the Hawks. So we got a visit from a big guy today, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that Matt Cross?
Matt Cross, he was at Wisconsin yesterday, wasn't he?
Yes.
And I don't know what to tell you. Paul Burmeister reached out to me when I saw that he was visiting because I tweeted that Fran had mentioned that they were going to still try to sign a big man. And Burmeister has covered this guy multiple times. He said he thinks he would fit nicely at Iowa. I mean, they need a post player. He's a proven player, and we'll see. I mean, Wisconsin desperately needs players too. So
they do.
I mean, they are in a really tough spot. So it looks like it's come down to maybe those two schools, and we'll probably know by this weekend. And I'm not going to assume anything. I'm sure there's crystal balls out there telling you where he's going and whatever. We see how accurate those crystal balls are with the NFL draft.
Boy, every single pundit had Cooper going in the first round that
everyone
I saw.
Yeah, everyone I saw, too. And I wrote was expected to go. What's funny, though, is the media people that are calling out the NFL executives because they don't know what – There's not 32 better players than Cooper DeJean. Maybe there's not, but they don't do it based on talent. They do it based on needs and position needs. But there's so much pandering on Twitter, and so many people were butthurt last night because Cooper DeJean didn't go where they thought he should go and where they said he was going to go. So they got to call out the people in the NFL for not knowing crap. And all these media personalities on Twitter know more. I knew it was going to be flooded with that crap.
Oh, and it was.
And I ignored it. Luckily, a lot of the people I mute, I don't have to see the nonsense. The people that are constantly pandering their knowledge on Twitter. And I just, but I was told that there was a lot of that going
on. It's a ton on Facebook.
You know, Cooper's going to get picked today, or tonight, early, probably in the second round. But I'm not going to call out an NFL executive. I don't know what the hell they're. No. They've all, I don't know, it's just, stuff like that just annoys me.
Well, the thing, I...
All the experts in the media.
I deeply regret turning on to watch some of the draft last night. Deeply regret it.
I didn't watch, I monitored it just because I had a story ready.
Uh-huh.
If he was picked in the first round, and once once that 30-second pick was done, I just deleted that story because you got to. I'll just rewrite another one for tonight. But what were you annoyed by?
Just the whole setup was annoying. The fans were stupid.
I'm just amazed that so many fans get that worked up, that dressed up, and go and just scream and yell for
three
at an NFL draft. I don't get that.
Not at all.
I've never understood the fan. I've never understood being that attracted to something. It's just bizarre. But I feel bad for Cooper. Lost a little money. But, you know, I mean, he's going to get picked in the second round. He'll make a roster. He'll make money. He'll be just fine.
Make plenty of money.
Unfortunately, Iowa still hasn't had a first-round D-back under Kirk Ferentz. But he's going to be the third second rounder. I'd be shocked if he lasted in the second round. There's no way. All the experts are saying the first team that has, he'll be off the board, you know, first or second pick. Maybe he will be. But I don't know. I thought it was funny, though, that these NFL executives don't know what the hell they're talking about. Don't they realize I'm a media personality with 20,000 followers on Twitter?
Well, I guess. People that are just, you know, going, I waited all night for, and they're pissed off.
Well, don't wait all night.
Yeah.
Have a life.
Turn it off.
Well, I didn't do that, but I did watch for about a half an hour from pick number 24 on, I think.
I just had it on in the background.
Nonsense.
I just had it on in the background because, like I said, I was only watching because of Cooper.
Yep, me too.
I couldn't care less about the NFL draft. Yeah. No, I was excited. The Bears look like they did. I mean, they got the receiver from Washington. They got, of course, Caleb Williams. I'm really excited for the Bears offense. It's going to be interesting to see because on paper they look good. I would put their receiver core up with about anybody right now.
Well, see how Caleb Williams does. But
yeah,
he's got.
I mean, he's definitely he's an intriguing prospect. He's very dynamic. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully their offensive line can be stout, and I think the Bears have a chance to be better.
Well, it's not often that you can say I'm excited about the Bears' offense.
No, you can't. I mean, no, you really can't. But
Walter Payton.
They have got the pieces. I mean, when you figure they got, DJ Moore at one receiver, Keenan Allen at the other, and now they got this Rome Ogunde, I believe is his name, from Washington, who's very athletic. And I've read that he's a real high-character guy. And so we'll see. Like I said, it'll be fun if the Bears do have a good offense this coming fall because – they're not as bad as Iowa's been, but they're kind of the NFL, sort of an NFL version of Iowa.
Sort of, yeah.
And as far as Iowa and the portal, what's his name, Raylan Sharp?
Wide receiver.
He looks like he's down to Iowa and North Texas, right?
I believe so.
I mean, he tweeted both of them and
then deleted, I guess.
Oh, he deleted both of them?
Yes.
I've got a story ready in case he commits. What are the crystal balls saying, you know?
No, nothing.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, do you know what picks the Bears have left?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't. I don't either.
I don't follow it closely enough. I don't know how many they have in the second round or what. But, no, I'm happy with what they did in the first round.
Yeah, we'll see, you know. I like Fields. You know, they put all that time, and I think if, you know...
Yeah, I liked him too. The problem with Fields, though, is they just didn't trust his pocket accuracy. Caleb Williams is accurate in the pocket. At least he has been so far. Now, will it carry over to NFL? Who knows? It usually does. Caleb Williams is very accurate. Justin's just not.
Yeah, I know that. They tried to change him, you know, more passing, which he should. But
you saw that Pittsburgh. Anyway. You saw that Pittsburgh didn't pick up the $25 million option on his contract. Yeah, so he's got this year, and then he's got to prove himself.
Yeah, he does. All right, hey, I hope the Bears, I'd like to see him get Torrey and even Cooper. But
oh, I'd love to see the Bears
get. They never take anybody.
I'd love to see the Bears get both of those guys.
I don't get it. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, hey, you guys have a good weekend. Be safe.
You too.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye.
Yeah, I'd love to see Cooper go to the Bears. I don't think that'll happen. And as far as Torrey, I know I've read where some people think he'll get picked as high as third or fourth round. I would be very surprised because just punters usually don't get picked that high. That doesn't mean they're not valued, but they just aren't going to spend that kind of money. We'll see. Would I be surprised if Torrey went in the later rounds? No, but like I said, I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, I read all the stuff by the so-called experts. I mean, what's his name? Mel Kiper. He has Cooper 14th on his board. And so then you think, oh, wow, I wonder if he's getting that from the NFL people. Obviously, he's not.
Oh, clearly not.
Hello.
Hello. I noticed they had a lot of Alabama people in there, and
well, usually that's
the
case. Alabama has good players.
Well, yeah, that's not surprising.
Oh, I kept going back and forth between that and NBA.
Yeah, I didn't watch any NBA last night.
No, not a second.
Well, sometimes that's not worth watching either.
Yeah, I saw
now the softball. What is it? They're going to do Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 11 o'clock, right?
Jim says yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And they're going to honor the seniors on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Best way they could honor them is by winning.
Well, yeah.
Getting into the top 12.
Because what is it? We're tied for 12th, and we need 12 to get in.
Yes.
And then it's single elimination.
Yes.
And then they've lost, what, 11 in a row?
I think that's right.
11 in a row.
Wow.
We don't need 12.
No.
How's that? Oh, I guess down for softball, you could park. There's good parking down there at 11 o'clock. Yeah, you got the parking lot there.
Parking softball is not bad for
parking. That shouldn't be a problem at all.
Only bad time is if they have a track meet. That's the only time it's bad.
Or, I don't know, those games that start around 5, there's so much traffic around there around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, let's hope that some of our guys can get into tonight. So.
Well, I imagine at least one will.
Yeah, if anyone else, if there's more than one, that would be a major surprise if somebody went besides Cooper in the second or third round.
I guess I'm still always a little surprised that punters and kickers are so undervalued because they win games for people.
They do, but do you realize how many Torrey Taylors there are in the NFL? Every team has a Torrey Taylor.
Yeah, they have.
Every team has some punter averaging out. I mean, it's amazing how many punters there are. I mean, it's going to be tough for Torrey. I think he'll make a roster and be a starting punter, but it's not just a given. There's a lot of Torrey Taylors in the NFL. But it's amazing how advanced punting and kicking has become.
Well, and they can stick around for a long time,
too. They can.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope the weather doesn't get real bad. We don't need any bad weather. We're tired of that.
Yeah, well. It's gonna.
See you. Goodbye.
Bye. Well, we got Wopsy some anti-anxiety medications. So.
Oh, for the thunder?
Yeah. Thunder?
Yeah.
I mean, if we just had a steady soaking like this, although we've got plenty of rain now. My stuff is so green right now, I'm having to mow the yard twice a week. I mean,
it is very
we don't
green.
Really need any more rain right now.
Yeah, it's still a drought.
Not where I live.
Still considered a drought?
Still considered a drought, but it's on the edge now.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way my land is a drought. Yeah. I don't care what they say. I've got too much rain. I mean, my grass, like I said, it's just out of control. I mean, it's growing so fast right now and it's so green.
It is really green.
My neighborhood is so green right now.
And it's nice. Trees are all the flowering bushes are great. Flowering trees are great.
This is what happens. It rains during April and May.
It does. We just had our April showers auction.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, but as far as Cooper, like I said, I mean, I know a lot of Iowa fans are disappointed, but he'll get his shot and he'll be just fine.
Yep. And he's still going to make millions.
But you don't need to lash out at the NFL executives for being clueless. These guys don't know what they're talking about. There's not
Goodell was getting booed.
He what?
Goodell got booed, Roger.
Well, he does every year.
Yeah.
But that's just part of the shtick. That's just part of the idiots in the crowd.
That whole spectacle was just, I thought it was nauseating.
But that's what it is every year. It just moves to different locations. People dress up in face paint and travel across
it's
the country.
It's like, let's make a deal.
To yell and scream at the NFL.
Which I also didn't like.
Sometimes it is. It's like people dress up.
Yeah, I never watched that show.
Yeah. People would
dress up. Is that Monty Hall?
Well, it used to be.
Yeah, I never watched. Is it still around?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, if April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Bees.
Pilgrims.
Ooh.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Ooh, meow.
Don't you play that thing?
Do you guys get it?
I don't.
Did you think it was funny?
Mayflower.
Oh. Don't you play that?
What? Yeah, no, we don't have to do that.
We can.
You know, people listen to this.
I kind of like that jingle thing.
You like the jingle.
So it's obvious that Tommy's the one that plays that when he's in here with you.
Well, yeah, I don't have it over here.
But I know another joke from the Acker Man that no one understands. I guess he failed again.
Who did that jingle?
Matt.
It's kind of funny.
Somebody.
So did you just play it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Me. Why am I blanking on his last name?
I don't know because I know him and I'm blanking.
Matt Skinner.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Matt Skinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the draft, I mean,
he did the police report song too.
Yeah.
Cooper DeJean.
He and Brian Kretzmeyer.
Tory Taylor, Logan Lee. Joe Evans, my guess, will be free agent. He's undersized. Rusty Feth, my guess, will be free agent at best. I think Logan may have a chance to go in the later rounds. But as far as today, I would be surprised if anyone besides Cooper went in the second or third rounds. And then tomorrow, just all day, you're going to watch rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7? Just watch it from start to finish with Ann.
Yeah. I would rather be executed.
You seriously would rather be killed?
Rather be killed than watch 4 rounds of the NFL draft.
What a promo. NFL promo right there. Death over the draft. It'll go on forever. But yeah, I'm just amazed at how many people were in that plaza.
It's ridiculous.
There was thousands of people in there just yelling and screaming.
Where do you see the ratings?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be, I mean, NFL... It does well. I mean, it's a thriving business.
For sure.
But it's funny, though. We're reminded every year that all this mock draft and all of us, I won't put my, because I don't claim to be an NFL expert by any means. I basically use what other people who claim to be experts write about it. And then that's why I put in my story was expected to be taken in the first round. I mean,
which is what you should say.
You know, that's what I was told. That's what I read. That's what I believed. But then when it doesn't happen, then you get all these people who are on the outside. They're butthurt because their predictions didn't come true. But these NFL people are doing this stuff to fit their specific needs. They're not maybe Cooper DeJean is one of the best 32 players in the draft, but you notice weren't the first 14 players offensive players?
Yes.
6 of the first 10 guys picked were quarterbacks.
Yes.
So obviously that's going to push some of these defensive guys down, but none of us knew that was going to happen. I mean, I was stunned that Atlanta picked Michael Penix with the 8th pick when they just signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year, $180 million contract.
That's incredible.
I don't understand. Now, there I will. But you don't have to be an expert to say that's just a little unusual. That was an odd pick. I'm sure Kirk Cousins was probably saying, what the hell? I mean, he's got his $180 million. So what they're going to say, well, we want... What, do they want Michael Penix to come in and learn for 4 years under Kirk? Penix will be almost 30 years old by the time that would happen. If you're going to pick a guy 8th, you don't want him to wait 3 or 4 years to play. You want him to play maybe in the first or second.
I think that's an odd pick.
Odd pick. Yep, very odd pick. That one I think you can call out. Now, they have their reasons. It'll be interesting to see what Atlanta says to explain that pick. But if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I thought that was strange.
And Kirk just... probably takes his $45 million for this next year, puts it in the bank.
I read something. He's made almost a $500 million in the NFL, and he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's not a great quarterback by any means. He can't win playoff games. He's a serviceable, adequate, he's a very productive quarterback, but he's not like a game changer type guy. He doesn't seem to make his team better, but he does throw for a lot of yards.
He's pretty solid.
I'll give him credit. He's made a ton of money. And from what I've read about him, he was born and he was raised a Hawkeye fan.
Yeah.
He was raised a big-time Hawkeye fan, and Iowa took Ricky Stanzi over him.
DeSante Bowen story?
Where he's going?
Yeah.
I'd heard that he was...
George Washington, maybe?
Committed to St. Bonaventure.
Okay, that's where I had been told that he was
going to go. The Bonnies.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, and like Fran said, you could tell him Fran wasn't just doing lip service. Fran has a lot of respect for DeSante. He just wasn't good enough to play here.
No.
He just was not better than the guys who beat him out. But St. Bonaventure, I remember when he, I always use them as kind of, I mentioned St. Bonaventure, but I didn't know there was a connection yet. I remember saying St. Bonaventure and Duquesne. I always throw those types of schools out there. If a guy from the East Coast is going to go down a level to play, that's perfect for him, though, St. Bonaventure. I'll see if he tweeted something out.
The Bonnies. I always liked their name.
Bob Lanier. Remember Bob Lanier?
I do.
I believe that's where he played. But good for DeSante. And like I said, Fran spoke very highly of him. DeSante's biggest problem is he just couldn't.
Not a very good shooter.
Just couldn't shoot.
Uh-uh.
I mean, and
very quick.
And you can tell. And you could tell that he. You could tell that he had no confidence.
Yeah, well, in shooting, that's so much of it.
Here it is. News. Iowa transfer DeSante Bowen has committed to St. Bonaventure. He told ESPN, 2 years of eligibility remaining for the 6'3 guard, important addition to Mark Schmidt and the AT. Good luck to DeSante. Hope it works out well for him. I mean, he seemed like he represented the team and the school here with class when he was here. And like I said, Fran speaks highly of him, but it's a survival of the fittest and his inability to shoot, and he was not a great playmaker. He's athletic and he's got some size, but when it became apparent that he was not a shooting threat at all, I mean, he just lost his effectiveness on offense. Teams sagged off him and dared him to shoot.
And when he did, he didn't make it.
He didn't make enough of them. No, he didn't. And so we'll see. I hope it works out for him.
Yeah, it seemed like a great kid. I mean, a lot of them do.
Did you see the press conference from the Ohio State quarterback, Devin Brown? Is that the guy who everyone says is going to?
Who some people have said he's.
He came out. He had some press conference saying those people are full of SH, and he actually said, he said the word, and I'm sorry for, but he basically said, I guess he's saying that he's not entering the portal. I don't know. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, I'm here to compete.
The portal stuff is just, it wears on you after a while. It really does. I'm with Fran. I think it's great that these people are making money and whatever, but it is out of control. The places. All the schools these guys are going to now. I mean, it's just, there's no loyalty. There's no real commitment or loyalty to anything. Everything is just about the money. And I was talking to Mike Halas yesterday. I think he's working on a column. The hypocrisy's always been there.
Sure.
The lack of loyalty and, all this BS about, oh, we're so loyal. Everybody's out for themselves. And I get it. I get it. You got to go where the money is. But don't act like it's... Just be transparent. Be honest. This is a business now. These guys are free agents. And that's where we are right now with college basketball. There's not much loyalty.
No. Nope.
There's not me. I mean, and I'm not calling out Tony Perkins, even though it's going to sound like it. I look at Tony Perkins. The moment Missouri offered him money that Iowa couldn't match, he's out of here. The place where he's played 4 years for, he's gone.
Yes.
But he's no different than thousands of others. So I'm not really calling, but that's just the world we're in now.
That's maybe his only chance to make money.
It's money. It's come down. Loyalty is not it anymore. There's not very much loyalty. There never really has been much loyalty. But now that you can transfer whenever without any repercussions and you can make more money at different spots, you're seeing that there's absolutely no loyalty.
Yeah, well, like the guy, Matt Cross, was coming in today to for Iowa, to possibly come to Iowa. He's had three different teams already.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the portal, his third time in the portal.
Yeah, he's sort of like a for-hired gun in a way, what I mean? I mean,
very much so.
And I know Fran doesn't like to do a lot of that, but you have to do it some to compete. If Fran could get him in this guard, those would be two nice additions. They definitely need a big man. They need a big man who can score. Evan Bronze can give them girth and muscle and size. Not much of a score.
No.
And Owen needs help, especially with Cricky and Patrick leaving. Owen needs help.
Yes.
Because if Owen doesn't get much help inside, I mean, he does. Lodgy, he needs another guy 6'10". I mean, Lodgy and Chris Tadjo, they're power forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Owen's a power forward by design. I think he would. So, they could really use this Matt Cross kid, but so could Wisconsin. So, it'll come down to what kind of vibe he feels because he's going to have playing time. Yeah, Wisconsin, they don't have much money either. They're just like Iowa. They're similar to Iowa to where I don't think it's going to come. I don't think money will be a huge factor. It'll be a factor, but I think it's going to be feel, fit, style of offense.
I hope style of play.
And I'm hoping that helps Iowa.
Yeah, I think
and
what I've read, it does.
Because Wisconsin's, their style is boring. Yeah, who are you reading that, though, from Iowa people who are trying to give you the spin of why he's going to come to Iowa? Because I read some Wisconsin stuff, and they were doing the reasons why he should come to Wisconsin. And That's what you all you have now is people don't look at things objectively. They look at how is this going to help the team I cover and why he should come here.
Yeah.
That's how so much of the reporting is now.
And it's too bad. But you're
I mean,
right.
there's just not much. People don't look at things objectively anymore. They look at things, okay, I need to throw a bone out to my Iowa followers, and this is why this Matt Cross guy should come here. And then they tell you all the reasons. So, but then the Wisconsin thing does the same thing. So you're left wondering, okay, who knows? Would I be surprised if you went to Wisconsin? No. Would I be surprised if you picked Iowa? No, not at all. They're too well, Wisconsin's been a better program than Iowa.
They
have. But Wisconsin has sort of fallen back to Iowa the last couple of years.
They have.
But they are their roster's in disarray. That may scare him. Iowa's roster's not in disarray.
No.
I mean, they've kept it mostly intact. Losing Tony was a big hit. But, I mean, the core of the Iowa team is still there. Well, that's hard to say about Wisconsin. And Fran has a funner offense than Greg Gardner.
That's no doubt about that.
I mean, if it just comes down to wanting to play in a fast-paced offense where you got a lot of freedom, I think Iowa would definitely
should be an easier decision then, yeah.
So, but then Wisconsin could counter by saying, look what we've done. We've finished in the up. They could name off all their stats over the last 15, 20 years because even as bad as things have gotten under guard as far as perception wise, they still make the tournament every year.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just how they are.
Well, why don't we take a little break? When we come back, we'll
I tried to get Podolak on, but he respectfully declined. He's not doing interviews. He gave me – here, I'll show you. I don't think he'll mind. He basically gave me the exact same answer he gave – because Halas had reached out to him too. And I just said – I go, Ed, Pat Hardy, hope all's well. Would love to have you on the show to talk about – and he got back to me right away, and he goes, thanks, Pat. I'm letting my release tell the story. Go Hawks, Pody.
Oh.
And Halas said that's exactly what he said to him. So if he doesn't want to talk about it, and that's his prerogative, maybe over time he'll change. But, you know, I'm not going to pester him. But I did give it a shot.
Well, good enough. All right.
I've been sending him weather alerts, too.
Well, he's afraid to come on because he's worried that if he comes on, the weather's going to get bad.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to.
He appreciates him.
Yeah. No, I know
we'll
he does.
Be back.
All right.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember...
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
GT Car, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing and all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Geary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you. Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to TavernBlue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's TavernBlue.com.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
You hungry? The Oxyoak Inn Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of dessert, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. Oxyoak Inn, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyoak Inn. From the Hertin and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe later this afternoon into tonight. Our high 62, the wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Rain could be heavy at times, too, with a half inch or more possible in spots. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 58. Tomorrow, more thunderstorms, a couple of more severe storms with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Outside now, it's 46.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
The Iowa City landfill is closed all day today. They will open tomorrow between 7 and 9 in the morning, but if you don't have to, absolutely have to go there tomorrow, please just hold on to it. But the Iowa City landfill closed all day today.
Because of the rain or because of the
winds?
Winds, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the winds at times are hitting 25.
So. That's... How about this? Cubs bullpen since the Padres series, 13 games, 1.93 ERA in 51.1 innings.
Wow.
Top five bullpen ERA during that stretch. Yeah, like I said, the
terrific.
Cubs have far exceeded my expectations. Now, it's still early. I mean, but they look like they're at least a decent team, and that division is not... That division is, I mean, Milwaukee's okay.
Brewers are good.
They're okay. St. Louis isn't a typical St. Louis team, at least for now. So yeah, no, I'm like with the Cubs and the Bears right now, I'm kind of, I'm optimistic.
It's been a long time since I've been to Wrigley, man.
It's been a while for me, too.
Can't even remember the last time.
I think for me it was 2008. We went before the Northern Illinois game, or 2007. We went the day before and went to a Cubs game on Friday and then covered the Northern Illinois game. One of those games that was played at Soldier Field.
Jim, when did we go last?
93.
That was the last time you...
Yeah, KFMH had a bus tour in 93. And we took a bunch
I'm just not there. A huge baseball fan watching in person. It just never... I mean, and the Wrigley thing, I've never understood. Oh, people that go, it's just, you don't even need to watch the game. Well, I mean, what, are you going to sit in the stands for 3 hours? And
Shane and I got to talk with, and he hung around for like 5 minutes, Harry Carey.
Yeah.
And it was, that was cool.
Well, no, that would be cool. But yeah. Well, like you said, I get bored really easy. Even in Wrigley, I get bored really easy at baseball games.
It's just such a different pace. And, you know, if you can lay back and just chill.
Well, I don't think baseball's a fun sport to watch drunk either. I mean, basketball and football's a little different. Faster pace, being drunk, it works out better. For me, though, the drunk people in the stands watching some baseball game, I've never really been able to make that add up in my mind.
Yeah, I like just sitting there and watching it.
Yeah, I don't.
You know. My dad used to take us to John O'Donnell in Davenport, and we'd watch the Quad City teams.
Yeah,
and it was fun.
I've just never been a baseball. I like playing it when I played it. I've just never really liked watching it.
We go to Colonels a couple times a year. Yeah, generally.
I think I've been to like one or two Colonels games. I'm not knocking it. It's just not me.
Just not your thing.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't be other people's thing. If they want to do it, that's more power to them. I mean, I'm not a big, I don't like watching volleyball that much. You know, some people love volleyball. I mean, it's just, it's whatever you're into.
Yeah. No, I'm not a volleyball guy.
I'm not
either.
A volleyball.
Uh-uh.
Some people love it.
Yeah.
Same, some people love soccer. It's just a lot of people. Probably my favorite sport to watch would probably be football, slightly over basketball. But I love watching track and field, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's a big, I mean, like the track and field and the Olympics and stuff, I love that stuff.
I do too.
The sprints and the long jumps and the relays, I love that type of stuff. Stuff fast, speed, stuff like that.
Yeah, I love the Olympics.
Yeah, so, but it's going to be tough. So the baseball games, they're still going. They're still trying to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Lincoln.
We haven't canceled.
Nothing.
Oh, baseball.
So baseball is at 6 o'clock tonight? I think that's what they.
I think.
Because isn't the forecast in Lincoln almost identical to ours?
6:05.
Let's see. Right now in Lincoln.
That's going to be on the Big Ten Network, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's what...
BTN Plus.
Weather alert day. Severe thunderstorms this Friday afternoon.
In Lincoln?
Yes. A strong area of low pressure will move across Nebraska, triggering showers and thunderstorms, severe storms, a possible Friday afternoon and early evening. Saturday should be dry in the morning through the early afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms will develop again in the afternoon. Severe storms possible. Well, that's so that goes along with what this. They're just like a couple hours.
Ahead of us. Yeah. So it's going to be hard for them to get this game in tonight, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
I wonder if they'll try to move it to an earlier start. Because didn't you say the rain starts tonight?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll move it because it says 6:05 on the schedule.
Well, their rain in Lincoln starts this afternoon.
Oh.
In fact, they're getting it right now. Severe thunderstorms this afternoon.
Yeah, so I wonder if at some point they're going to try.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good, does it?
At some point I could see then maybe trying to play a doubleheader tomorrow with the first pitch maybe at like 10 or 11 if the rain's not going to come. It's going to be tough. This is a big series,
yes,
too.
It is.
This is a huge series for Iowa. You hate the weather to be a huge factor.
And tomorrow, severe thunderstorms in the afternoon and night. And that's all they get.
I'm going to see if Iowa baseball's tweeted any.
They show storms on Sunday, too.
Yeah, they just tweeted 15 minutes ago, just the 6:05, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hawks Field at Haymarket Park. It's called Hawks Field. That's interesting.
It is. It's neat.
So we'll see. Like I said, hopefully they can get it in. And, boy, they could sure use a win in this series, and then they're sitting pretty good as far as, you know, being in the Big Ten tournament and still staying in the upper division.
When the women are, the softball team's really under the gun here.
Yeah, when you lose 11 in a row, that's what happens. And it's going to be hard. They're going to be fighting the weather all weekend, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get anything accomplished this weekend.
They've got to get a couple wins. Make it into their own tournament.
Yeah, because that will not be a good look if you're not even in your own 12-team tournament.
No.
And it'll affect their attendance.
Well, a lot, I would
greatly
think.
I would imagine. So we'll see. Hopefully they'll get some things figured out.
Well, hope so.
But and as far as portal stuff, the wide receiver from Missouri State and a quarterback. That's kind of the talk right now.
Yep.
And with that Ohio State guy coming out and saying, I mean, have you heard any other names besides the Northwestern kid?
The Northwestern kid. Let's see, there was another name that was floated, but it was nobody really.
But I'm not sure. Was Devin Brown the one that was connected to Iowa?
No, it was another guy.
I thought it was a different name. It's a kid from South Dakota.
It started with a K.
Yeah, and it was a longer name.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't think Devin Brown's ever been linked to Iowa, has he?
No.
But obviously he must have been linked to other schools as far as portal rumors because he tried to come out and squash all that stuff. But we'll see. My guess is Iowa, if they're going to get a quarterback, they'll get one within the next few days, I would think.
Well, we need one.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting. Like I said before, I still think one of the most underplayed stories around here is the fact that Cade McNamara is their guy. And how does Iowa recruit a guy out of the portal? Okay, yeah, you're leaving because you want to play. Well, you want to come here
and sit behind Cade for a year?
Or that's not what these guys want to do. So they're going to have to say, yeah, Cade's our guy for now, but you'll have a chance to beat him out. But could you imagine, though, what it's going to be like here if some guy does come here and, let's say, beats Cade out in preseason practice? That could have an interesting impact on the chemistry on that team.
Well, it could.
Because Cade won't be happy.
No.
So I think this quarterback situation, I'm not saying Iowa's backed themselves into a corner by committing to Cade McNamara.
But they really have. They have.
And I'm not knocking Cade, but to me, he didn't play well enough last year in the five games to just say he is our guy no matter what.
No, he didn't.
So my guess is maybe they're not telling these guys, yeah, he's the starter right now, but hey, you know, he's injured and he struggled a little bit last year. Come on in, compete. You maybe win this job. And more power to him if that's what they're doing. But there's going to be some fallout from that.
Okay, so Brendan Sullivan from Northwestern in the portal, and I have seen not one single rumor about or anything about teams teams he's interested in or are interested in him. Not one word.
I haven't either, and I will say I haven't been looking much either. I mean, I'm to the point now with the portal. The moment there is anything that happens, 700 people report about it.
For
you
sure.
Know? So, I mean, but no,
you're right.
That's an interesting point. It does. It makes me wonder if he already knows where he's going. So we'll see. If he ends up being the Iowa guy, I won't be surprised, but I would be surprised if he beat out a healthy Cade McNamara.
Yes, because yes.
And there's also these reports that he was starting in Northwestern. That's not true. He was compete. They brought somebody in who had pulled up even with him on the depth chart. That's why I think he's leaving.
And it beat him out in the spring.
And see, that doesn't fit the narrative. Some people want Iowa fans to think this guy's going to come to Iowa even though he's the Northwestern starter. That's not true.
No, it is.
He's
not,
the Northwestern starter. That's why he's leaving.
Okay, before I get the phone call, the Iowa City Police said, could you mention this? Again, Iowa City Police are looking for help from the public to find a man missing for nearly 3 weeks. Mm. Iowa City Police say Andrew Drew Slattery, 30, last spoke with his family on the phone on April the 7th. No one has heard from him since or seen him. Slattery does not have permanent housing. Police believe he was last in the area of Rupert Road on April the 6th. He is 6'1", 160 pounds, with buzzed blonde hair, hazel eyes, and a 1-inch scar in his hairline. Any information on his whereabouts, please contact the Joint Emergency Communications Center at 319-356-6800. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys, from Las Vegas. How are we doing this morning?
Good. Pretty good.
Hanging in there.
Pretty good.
Hey, do you think there's anything more to Cade McNamara's injury that maybe that's why we're looking for more of a starter type in the portal?
No.
I don't think so.
Either. No, I mean, he's got a knee, and he's at the later stages of rehabbing, a 9-month rehab from a torn ACL. No, I don't think there's anything more. I mean, they have to get another quarterback. I mean, they just do. And all this talk about they're getting a starter, I mean, there's so much. We don't know what they're getting.
No. Well,
I mean.
Right now, nobody.
Nothing. So, I don't think there's more to it than that. That's just my spin on it, but I don't know for sure because the Iowa coaches aren't sharing that type of information with the media.
Well, I think, too, the fact that he has really never been healthy, you know, I would think that would be a reason for looking for somebody with the ability to be, you know, step in and be the number one guy.
You would think.
Yeah, you would think, but you'd also like to think that Marco, after a year in the program, they would have some faith that he could be the number one guy if he had to be. I mean, I think it was clear that he's number two now over Deacon. That's part of why maybe Deacon left. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they bring in another guy and moves ahead of Marco, what's Marco going to have to wait 3-4 years to be the – he's not going to do that. He'll leave.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think that whoever's coming in would probably have 1 year of eligibility left and, you know, spend it here at Iowa.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why would he do that, though? Why would they do that, though, with only 1 year if there's a very good chance you'd just spend it watching Cade McNamara play?
That's a good point. I never really thought that way.
I think if they get a quarterback, they're going to have multiple years of eligibility.
Yeah.
You guys think the kid – I'm sorry, I came in late. I've been driving this morning. But the kid that's coming in to see the basketball team today, do you think there's any chance we land him?
The fact that he's visiting means there is a definite chance, yes.
You think they'll go all out for him, though, the way they did for Olsen? I thought that was great what they did for her.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do their typical hosting. They do a good job of hosting, making these guys important and what have you. I think it's going to come down, since neither Iowa nor Wisconsin have tons of NIL money, I think it's going to come down to fit, feel, and playing style more than anything.
Well, let's hope, man. It'd be nice to grab a couple of guys out of the portal, and you know that'd be really cool. If that Ohio State kid, man, everybody was coming out saying, and I know it's Twitter, but it was all over the place yesterday that he was in the portal, and that Iowa was like at the top of his list. So
the quarterback?
The quarterback from Ohio State,
Devin Brown.
Yeah,
Iowa was on the top of his list. See,
well, that's what was the scuttlebutt.
Okay.
But there's obviously no truth to it.
There's just so much false information out there. You remember what Brad said about just all the root. Exactly. I mean, he says so much of it's wrong, but yep. Who knows? Yeah, he came out and, like he said, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hopefully it's all good news this week. Hopefully the Hawks baseball and softball have a good weekend and get some games in. And
hope so.
We'll all have right. Something good to talk about on Monday.
There you go. That's how it works. Yes.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, I hope we have some good recruiting news for football and the basketball team. And then, yeah, wins by the baseball team and softball team. Yeah. Or it could be the other way.
Just from the Weather Service, I will quote, "Heads up, Iowa. Heads up, Eastern Iowa!" Exclamation point. Strong winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour are occurring on the northwest side of the light rain that is falling. Cedar Rapids through Independence will be impacted through 10:30. As I look here on their map, we'll get between 35 and 50 mile an hour winds
in Iowa City.
Well, right now they're at
25.
They 25 and they hit 31 here. So strong winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour. If you're not feeling it, you will be through 10:30. You will be shortly. So.
So
okay.
Take cover. Is that what you're saying?
Should I text that to you?
No, I just heard it. What are you telling the listeners? To pray or listen to KCJJ? Or both?
Yeah, well, they should pray if they're listening to KCJJ.
All right. Yeah, I see that the wind is blowing outside, Tom, and it's raining. Yeah.
East-southeast 18, according to Bug.
Well.
His says 50 to 60. Let's live in his world.
Well,
it's more exciting.
Going by what's here. And what we're getting right now
and
is.
So Bug's saying it's 18 miles per hour?
Right now, yeah.
And he's saying it's 60?
No, I'm not saying it's 60. Right now, as I look at it, okay, there's 18, there's 23. And so far, 23 is the highest. No, 26.
Uh-oh.
No, Bug is saying it ain't going to get above 17 or 18.
Well, I'm just telling you what we spent, 300,
big
400.
Big money.
Well,
I think you guys should. I think for a while you should start using Bug, and you start using the alarmist one, and see just so
well,
we can balance it out.
This is what's here. This is what's out here.
We can. So Bug wants to calm you down.
This was $360.
What about Edgar Allan Merlot? What has she said?
She hasn't done her. She is.
She's pretty funny. I was listening to her. She had a couple words I thought maybe. She goes a little.
I like her.
She goes a little dramatic on the weather.
She does.
A
like
little
her.
Dramatic.
But no, I think she does a good job.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, hopefully no tornadoes. Everybody be safe out there. I don't think that, needless to say, we don't want tornadoes. I mean, well, you know, we can live with 40, 50 mile per hour wind gusts. Just,
yeah.
You know, just be careful. And
weather, no softball sized hail.
Yeah. Weather Channel says 19 mile an hour winds.
So Bug's on there with them?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're saying that by 10:30 it's going to be up to 50 to 60?
It will now and 10:30.
That's Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids through Independence.
Oh, so that
we're on the bottom.
We're below
line.
That. So
yeah, we're below that.
Once again, it looks like we're missing the worst part of it.
That's okay with me.
That's okay with me, too. And the more rain we get now, the better the stuff will look in May.
It's true.
It's just that it takes a lot of mowing. I hate mowing.
When it hits 90,
that's why I have a neighborhood kid do it.
You think he'd ever leave the neighborhood and go and do mine?
I don't know.
What's he charge you, 35? My yard's probably a little bigger than yours.
Mine's a half acre.
Mine's a little bigger than that. I mean, he'd probably hit me up for
probably 50.
50? We'll see. How would he get over there, though? Does he have transportation?
He has a car. I don't know that a mower would fit in his car.
That's the problem I have, is I want to get my mower fixed, but I can't fit it into my car to take it to this guy down in Hills who can fix it.
Yeah, because
I just don't have enough size. My neighbor checked the oil though the other day, and it's fine. It's a relatively new mower. I need the blade sharpened though. I can tell by the way the grass looks.
Yeah,
you're supposed to sharpen your blade every year, and I haven't done that yet. I don't know how to do that crap.
I mean, I have an electric start on my mower.
I do too,
but it doesn't work.
Well, have you charged it?
It
may not be charged.
Well,
mine doesn't work right now, but it needs to be charged. You need to charge it.
Well, I don't need to because I have someone doing the lawn for me.
But. Oh, well, I was going to say, though, it probably doesn't work, though, because it's probably not charged.
Yeah. That's,
but, yeah, I've got the one where if I charge it, I can just push the blue button, it starts, but I usually just use the pole thing. Yeah. I still do that, and it's been starting. So
I use Karoo Landscaping.
I used them one time.
And if I'm in the Quad Cities, which I'm not, but if I was, I would use Always.
Is he still always mowing?
Always mowing.
What about when now when it's raining?
He doesn't care.
He's outside mowing right now?
He has to be. He's always mowing.
Yeah, that's true. Mowing. Doesn't he do something else, too?
He always plowing.
I did see a truck driving around here said always towing. Have you seen that one?
That's
not him?
They're ripping him off.
He owns the patent on the word always? Is he still doing that business?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Gets a lot of free advertising on here from us. Maybe he'll sponsor Hawk Fanatic.
Yeah, why don't you ask?
I should. Our traffic is, we had the same thing the other day. Our site was having trouble keeping up with the amount of traffic.
He's got a lot of realtors now using his services.
Good for him.
That's good. No, I'm proud of him.
Well, that's probably where more money is, obviously. I mean, you get a bigger companies. Get paid more to do less. That would work out nice. So, but back to the Hawks.
Back.
What else is out there?
There's
really not a lot. I mean, we talk about all this portal stuff. You got the receiver. What's his name? Raylan Sharp. I watched a little bit. He is small.
He's not big.
He's not big at all. I mean, he's really small.
But 170 pounds, maybe?
They list him at 5'9", 172. I will say, though, he's productive. Mm-hmm. He had 73 catches for 991 yards. I don't care who you're playing against. Well, that's pretty impressive. But to me, he seems like he'd be more of a Caleb Brown, Terrell Washington slot type guy, which is fine. I still say if I'd rather have three slot receivers who are good and athletic out there playing at the same time, as opposed to, well, we need to get him out here because he's more of an X guy. If he's not very good, play the best guys. I don't care if they are duplicates of each other. So we'll see. I mean, he's down to Iowa. You would like to think that Iowa would beat a team like North Texas for a kid, but he is from Allen, Texas. I mean, it'll be easier for his parents to watch him down there. And North Texas is it's a respectable program, but it's still not a Power Five. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. He's got a decision to make. Do I want to go Power Five and probably have a rougher time being a star?
Or do I
want to be closer to home and play at a level where I could maybe be a star sooner? I don't know. Like I said, it'll do.
Haley Van Lith has come out and said, I have not committed to TCU.
I saw that.
I am interested in TCU, but I have not committed anywhere.
So another story that was wrong.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wanting to be first to report. I don't know who reported that. Do you remember?
Everybody that.
And I think there's so much. I think there's so much piggybacking that goes on.
Well, of course there is.
If he's got it and he's got it, it must be true. So I better get it out there
too.
That's
right.
I think that crap goes on all the time. Another thing that goes on a lot of times, especially with the so-called Twitter media influencers. I love it when, I knew about that last night. We knew about that last night, but you see that crap all the time. Some people, they have to always be first, and if they're not first, they have to explain why they were first. It's nauseating. The some of the narratives on Twitter or X or whatever it's called.
I think one of the best decisions I've ever made was getting off of Twitter. Honestly,
yeah, I wish I could, but I can't.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't post really anything. Well, I post for the stations. I don't post.
Some people base. It seems like some people base their value on how many Twitter followers they have. Think about how pathetic that is.
I don't even know how many.
I mean,
I have a lot because I hardly post.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got some, but it's just because of the job I do. Hell, I've lost a ton. I've probably lost 3,000 Twitter followers from the racial stuff. And when I defended David Porter, I lost a ton of Hawkeye fans. But most of those ones I lost during that time, adios.
I'm surprised I got this many, 432. I don't post anything.
No.
I mean, I really don't post any. The only time I post is talking to my cousin in California.
I don't post much. Compared to other people, like in the Iowa media, I hardly post at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some people that just, they post nonstop, and that's their thing. They must, they got to push their brand, and, whatever, more power to them. But
you've got 12,300 followers.
Who?
You.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and if you add the ones I've lost, it would probably be, it would have, had I not lost those, it'd probably be like 16,000, 17,000, whatever. I don't base, that doesn't really have any bearing on, I mean, it helps spread your brand, it helps get your, that's all it is. I don't, and
well, they don't
look how many to, I follow.
Yeah, hardly any.
I follow like 54.
Yeah. Well, and you don't have to have followers for them to see your stuff.
No, but it helps. It helps, and because a lot of people come to websites like mine from social media. They'll see you tweet a story out, then they come to your website because they click on the link. But we're very, Dallas is real good about putting our stuff up on Facebook. Facebook brings way more than Twitter.
Well, it's number one.
Yeah, it brings way more readers than Twitter does.
Twitter's like, right now, Twitter's like 13. Very seriously. It's behind apps that I have never heard of at all.
Yeah, and it's just
Twitter's lost more.
I mean, Elon has ruined it.
Yeah, well, he's lost. It used to be, I think the highest it was 8. It usually averaged around 10th, and now.
Well, you got Facebook, yeah. Instagram,
WhatsApp.
I have never even heard of that.
I mean, there's a ton of others. I've
well,
never
TikTok
heard of.
Is that
TikTok,
Reddit.
I've heard of Reddit, what, TikTok.
Is Facebook ahead of TikTok?
Facebook's number one.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a big... When we put our stuff up on Facebook, you can really see the impact it has on the amount of page views. I'll tell you what, though, that Lucy Olson interview, the last I checked, it's over 4,000 page views just on our dashboard.
Wow.
So that's people who didn't go to Spotify, didn't go to Anchor. They went straight to our dashboard to listen to that. That's unheard of for a podcast. I mean, our podcast on Spotify and Anchor, they'll get into thousands, whatever, but that shows you how much interest there is in Lucy Olson and the fact that Dallas and I got it onto our board really quick before it got onto Anchor. It took the people to our board first. That was huge. I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, it's done remarkably well.
Yeah, Viper, Clubhouse, Likey. Line.
I've never heard of any of those.
Sprout Social. Yeah.
Isn't there something called Threads now?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Threads?
Like 19.
What's number two? Is it Instagram?
WhatsApp.
I've never even heard of that.
There's WeChat. There's Telegram.
What number is Instagram?
Instagram's 3.
Okay.
I had WhatsApp when we were... did our cruise.
Wasn't that a show, a comedy in the 70s?
No, that's What's Happening.
Oh, that's right. Rerun. Yeah. And Roger.
Yeah. Yeah. WhatsApp is how we communicated with each other when we were on our cruise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Pam Hemphill? Wasn't she the big sister in that?
Yeah.
Jesus. Rerun. How about Rerun?
I watched like one episode.
I did not watch. That was not one of my favorites.
I did. I watched one episode and that was it.
No, it was not one of my favorite shows.
Okay, this was just this week, as far as top 10 social apps. Facebook number one, WhatsApp number two, Instagram number three. Facebook's got 2 billion using it. WhatsApp 1.5 billion, Instagram 1 billion. Slightly under that is YouTube. And okay, now this has Twitter at 5. LinkedIn at 6. Messenger at 7. Snapchat at 8. So that just varies widely from what I just saw.
So were you giving us fake news?
Evidently. Well,
is it rigged or is it all just a hoax?
YouTube. Twitter, but it's way under like everything else. I mean, these things got billions. Like YouTube goes 1.9 billion. And then you go down to Twitter it's got like 3 million.
That's quite a difference. Yeah. Jeez.
So you're saying Facebook has 2 billion and Twitter only has 3 million?
3.5
wow.
billion.
Wow. I didn't realize That's it was incredible. That big of a difference.
You know, I'm wondering about these things. One says it's got 8, it's 18th, and one says it's
Yeah, to me,
five.
It kind of like reminds me of the polls. Yeah. Anytime I see anybody reporting on a poll, no matter what it says, I take it with a grain of salt.
You can't do a damn poll.
If a poll comes out and says Biden's now leading Trump, I look at it the same way if it was Trump was leading. No. It means nothing.
No. And
they're so inaccurate.
You can't do it every day, and you can't do it in...
But every time I turn on Fox, it'll have the... Yeah. What do they call the little scripts at the bottom? What are those called? Where they have like a little headline. It'll say Trump leading Biden in 6 of 7 swing state polling or whatever. I don't pay any attention to that stuff. I think we've gotten so caught up in polls.
CNN, too. It's the same
thing. They do it all the time.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have a damn poll every day.
And the last poll I saw was one, Trump was 47, Biden was 46. What does that tell us? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Margin of error? It means nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just get so sick of the polls. And like I said, I don't think I've ever been interviewed for a poll. Who do they talk to? I wonder who these people are that always seem to get interviewed for polls.
I don't know. Radio stations, when they do the surveys, when the big companies do the surveys. That's why I like Locals Love Us. At least it's between 3,000 and 4,000 that get online and say something. When you know, Nielsen Company will come in, they'll distribute in the whole damn eastern Iowa like 190 diaries. You know, and I don't know. It's just...
I just don't pay attention to it.
No.
But I mean, since, you know, if we show up good, of course, it's very valid, extremely valid.
If what?
Locals love us?
any survey. If we show up good, it's...
And boy, do we show up good on them.
Yeah, we show up good on a lot of them.
And they're the best surveys, right?
The best survey.
Accurate.
Completely accurate.
Absolutely.
And just... It's amazing how we do it every year with all the competition. You know?
Well, we got competition.
Yeah, a Hewlett-Packard sitting on a table over at KXIC.
Well, they turned the weather radio. That got fixed.
Yep. No, it's kind of sad that there's no competition.
It really is.
I mean, there's just no competition.
Well, you go, we got a live show on KHAK in the morning, and we got a live show, and Todd... Who's been off the air now?
Z is live, aren't they?
But I think it's fair to say, guys, there's not a lot of competition. I'm not minimizing what we do, but there's not a lot of competition around here. Can we all agree on that?
I think we can.
And that's sad. The radio market is really, it's kind of gone through what the newspaper market's done.
And I listen to this stuff, and it's also, even the local are generic, you know. Do you like rainfall? You know, I mean, no, it is. I mean, all this crap. Is so, what was your prom like? I heard that, you know, on a station coming back from...
we didn't have one of our...
Well, I mean...
My senior year.
You know.
I think we did. I don't even remember.
Well, but, I mean, we had one, but who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, you know, it's all generic. It's all handed to them. You know, do this, say this. This is your hot phone topic for the day.
Yeah.
It's boring. Boring as hell.
And I got generic.
I got this radio that I spent $400 that I hesitated. How long did I hesitate? 2 years? Two and a half years buying this thing because it gets everything. And I'm listening to stations on it, and they're all asking the same freaking questions, and it's just, and it gets everything. I mean, I can hear Des Moines. I can hear the Quad Cities, everything in between, and it's all the same crap.
Here's some news. Today on April 20th, attorneys representing Iowa State and Iowa athletes filed a federal lawsuit today against the state, DPS, DCI, and several administrators and agents claiming the athletes' constitutional rights were violated by last year's sports wagering probe.
And they were.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, today, April 26, 2000, we have brought action against the state of Iowa and its agents on behalf of 25 Iowa State University and University of Iowa athletes who were caught up in the unconstitutional use of surveillance technology by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Department of Criminal Investigation, and its top officials and agents. These agencies had knowledge of the use of surveillance technology and the fact that GeoComply Cabana software was being used without a warrant to obtain private information from these athletes. The lives of these young men have been disrupted and altered in ways still yet to be fully seen. Many of them have had their athletic careers ended due to the state of Iowa's unconstitutional use of geo-complex Kibana software. It is our hope that through the civil action, we can help these young men put their lives back on track and gain a measure of justice for the violations of their rights. Matt Bowles, Adam Witowski, and Van Plum, attorney for the plaintiffs.
Van Plum, that's quite a name.
Yeah, Adam Witowski. I wonder if that's any relation to former registered reporter Tom Witowski.
Well, it's not a common name, is it?
No, it's not. So, yeah, this is hardly a surprise. We knew this was coming. Mm-hmm, it's just out there now. And so we'll see where this goes. I mean, they obviously did have their rights violated, but then somebody could say, well, they were also breaking rules, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I
you can say that, but...
Well, they were breaking rules. Yeah, there's no
they wouldn't have known they were breaking rules.
Well, I get that, but they still were breaking rules.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to probably weigh into it a little bit, but yeah, they went about it wrong. There
will be a settlement.
Well,
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the fact that they were breaking rules, don't you think that will impact a little bit of how much they get?
Probably so,
as part of the negotiation? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I think it was wrong the way they went about doing this.
Well, and then, but the governor says it was right, and Bretta Byrd said it was right. And Geo Fencing, that company, says, well, you can't use our stuff anymore.
So, yeah, I think there'll be some type of compromise settlement, don't you, Tom?
Yes, I do.
But there are.
Absolutely.
There always is.
There usually is, yeah. There usually is with stuff like this. To be honest with you guys, I just want the story to go away. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
Yep.
I feel bad for the athletes whose lives were disrupted. I think the way Noah Shannon was treated was unfair.
Screwed.
I mean, if you wanted to have him miss a couple games, but then you have him come back to practice thinking that he's going to play, you throw him a bone and then you don't let him eat it. I didn't agree with that. There was just so much that you could question about this whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And again, the fact that nothing has happened anywhere else still, I find that so
bizarre.
Bizarre.
Yep.
I'm befuddled by the fact that this has not gone really anywhere else.
I know. It's very strange. Has been very strange from the beginning to me.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? We've touched on football, men's basketball.
Well, I just looked at because so often news breaks right before we're getting ready to go. Uh-huh. I just looked. There hasn't been anything in the last minute, but like I said, it seems like so often stuff will happen between like 10 and 11 on days where I'm in here.
Oh, one thing we haven't mentioned, Brian Ferentz getting a job as an analyst at Maryland.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. Yep.
As an
analyst.
Where was that?
Did it come out of Maryland? This is real. I mean, it's real.
I assume it broke out of Maryland.
Yes, it did.
Okay, let me see if I can find. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mike Loxie?
Yes.
Let me see if Maryland has. I don't see anything.
Would they have something? Let me see.
Jesus.
I'm just looking to see if Maryland football has tweeted anything.
I won't mention his name because you don't like me mentioning his name. But
I don't care.
Here's this egg I called.
Whose name you mentioned.
There are not 32 college football players better than Cooper, did
you? Of course.
Yeah. You know, okay, so he knows more than the NFL executives. I mean, maybe they're not, but like I said, I'm not going to question people who do this stuff for a living. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything from Maryland football.
I'm looking here.
And maybe they just haven't announced it yet. But that's kind of what I thought he would get would be some type of analyst job. I mean, that's what he was interviewing for. I know at Nebraska he had one interview. He was not called back for a second interview. I'm back.
Where was it, Pat?
Where was what? You're the one who told me. I didn't know anything.
No, you were just talking about...
Nebraska.
Yeah, okay.
He had one interview. I know he had one interview at Nebraska. I didn't write about it because it was told to me off the record, but that he wasn't brought back for a second interview. And that's just weird. I don't see anything trending on Twitter.
I'm looking.
Did you, let's see.
Well, here's a poll I can believe.
What?
73% of Iowans believe that cannabis should be legal.
God, I'm surprised it's not higher. I just don't understand the logic in thinking it should be still illegal. I don't get that.
No, or at least criminal. Why? What the hell?
Yeah, I Googled Brian Ferentz. I don't see
nothing?
Anything. Yeah, nothing.
Because this was from somebody that is generally absolutely
well, maybe this person
spot
on enough to where he's told you this before it's even out. Like I said, let me see. I just haven't seen anything.
He's just always spot on. Huh.
Are you finding anything?
I'm not finding anything.
I'm sure our listeners are loving this. The three of us
I'm sure.
In our phones.
No, not seeing anything.
Okay, well, maybe it's not true. I could have been trolled.
You could be getting something that just hasn't been released yet, too. I'm not saying what you're hearing is not true. I just don't see anything, you know. But that would be the kind of position I would expect. I actually thought he would go and become an analyst in the NFL.
I kind of did, too.
Tim Lester was doing.
I kind of did, too. Hmm. Interesting.
All I'm seeing is just nasty tweets about Brian Ferentz. From, like, you know, the last couple of years.
Well, I wish him nothing but the best.
Me
of
too.
Luck. You know, why would
I don't wish any ill will on Brian Ferentz?
No, he was a decent guy. He was a decent guy to us.
And he's a decent position coach. He just wasn't ready to be the Iowa offensive coordinator. His dad took a chance, and it backfired.
Yes, it did.
That's the only way you can really summarize it. He just wasn't ready.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think he was... I think he climbed up the ladder faster than most people do because of
who he is.
I think that's fair to say, don't you?
Yes. Oh, sure.
And that's part of the problem. I mean, that's nepotism.
Yeah.
And there's really no way around it. And like when Fran was talking about Connor, like remember when Fran said, you know, Connor could have worked for me. But I respect the fact that Fran and Connor both decided it's better for Connor to go somewhere else and get another voice.
And it is.
And it is better. It's way better for Connor to broaden his horizons by expanding and going out and learning from other people and not just your dad. And I respect him for doing that. And it doesn't sound like Fran really fought to keep him here. I mean, Fran wanted him to go out and learn on his own. And I think that's good.
Well, and you'd have to have other viewpoints. I mean... they do that in academia all the time.
Yeah.
They want people to go out and get to broaden their perspective.
Yep. And he's got one of those jobs where he's doing film study and a lot of different stuff from the ground up. And this will be a great start for him. I really think it will be.
So we're going to wrap this.
Well, that's right. You got to leave early.
You got to go, don't you?
Okay.
We'll do police reports and then,
And I haven't seen nobody's reached out to me and said, here's the story that Tom was talking.
No, I'm not seeing anything.
I'm not seeing anything, but hey, you heard it here first.
I was trolled.
Well, you don't know. We'll see. I mean, like I said, hopefully we'll get some news on that. Hopefully maybe Matt Cross, is he here now?
Yes.
Okay.
Got here last night.
It'll be interesting to see. My guess is we'll get a decision from him in the next day or two.
I would imagine so.
I would imagine. That's usually how it works. So, yeah, everybody stay safe because, well, Captain, it's 10:30. What about the wind? What's the wind?
The wind is 23 mile an hour.
Okay, so it looks like we are missing that stuff that was going to hit Independence. And,
yeah.
Okay, well, lucky us, I guess.
All right, so police reports are next. And HawkFanatic.com, check it out. It's free.